We have to remember God in whatever we do and whatever we say, our thoughts and our deed, and we should always try to be pious. There is one thing I want to say about the Quds Day, the International Day of Quds this year, and this great movement in the Islamic world is finding its deserved place and status, and it's becoming more prevalent among Muslims. This year, the Islamic world witnessed demonstrations by different walks of life and different parts of the world. We started from Indonesia towards the West, which is Africa and Nigeria. In Muslim countries all over the world, wherever people were permitted to express their will during the Quds Day, hordes of people took to streets and proved what they felt about Quds. Even Muslims in Europe, minorities which suffer a lot of pressure from European governments, those minorities even celebrated this day. And this is witness to the fact that the cause of Palestine, in spite of what the oppressors and their supporters intend, is becoming more and more important for Muslims all over the world. They wanted to erase the name of Palestine from the memory of all Muslims. They were intent upon wiping Palestine off the map of the world of Islam, and they did their best within the past 60 years, the past years since this great calamity. But what has happened is actually opposite what they wanted to achieve. Nowadays, the world of Islam is very sensitive towards the Palestinian cause, and they do really care because there has been an awakening among Muslims. If this awakening took place in 1948, where and when Palestine officially was occupied by Zionists, if this awakening had taken place then history would take a different turn. And this very unfortunate event would not happen. Nowadays, Muslims of the world are alert, are vigilant, and God willing, this will go on. And I will have to tell you that one of the most important elements contributing to this support all over the world for Palestine is the steadfastness of the Palestinians themselves. I hail them, I praise this nation. They did prove that they deserve the name of Muslims and this faith. And they are a living nation, an active nation. I would here and now like to express support for the legitimate government of Palestine and Mr. Haniya. I would like to tell them that we will stand by them and will always support them. On the other hand, we have the Zionist enemy that, as far as its spirits are concerned, is growing weaker and weaker. Nowadays, the heads of Zionists confess to the fact that their days are over and they are being defeated, and Muslims will one day see that, and we hope that the present generation of Palestinians will witness the day when the lands will be given back to Palestine and to their rightful owners, and the people of Palestine will be able to live there as they deserve, a life of dignity. The second thing that I would like to underline is that nowadays the world of Islam is the target of a media campaign of the enemies of Islam. And this should be paid attention to by all Muslims, especially the elite, the religious figures, political figures. They should all be aware of this fact. They shouldn't forget that this campaign against Muslims and their sanctities is worldwide. And this is not because our enemies are stronger than before. It's because they are feeling desperate and weak against Muslims and their great movement. That's why they resort to different kinds of psychological warfare, and they try to threaten and intimidate Muslims. And the solution is that Muslims should unite to and should solidify their ranks. And one more time, I would like to say on behalf of the Iranian nation, and I would like to tell all Muslims and call upon them to unite and not to be deceived by our mutual enemies. These people want to create a gap between Muslims. They want to separate Muslims. They want to divide and rule. They are not our friends, the friends of Shias or Muslims. They are the enemies of Islam, and they want to undermine our faith, our religion, and they want us to fight each other. Where we have the flag of Islam, all countries should unite around this flag. And this is where they target us. We are all brothers of each other. We are making progress, and very fast too. And this achievement belongs to the whole Islamic nation and Ummah. This progress is the progress of the Islamic nation. I would like to also speak to Iranians, and this recommendation for unity and solidarity also applies to everyone inside the country. We should not divide. Whatever we have achieved so far is because of the solidarity and the